Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing America the Beautiful, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled A Thirst for God's Freedom, from John chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. Oh, beautiful for heroes, in liberating strife, who bore themselves, their country love, and mercy more than life. America, America, thank God that glory.
Today that I am an American. I know our nation has drifted spiritually and morally. We're in a mess. But folks, I've lived in other countries. I've traveled the world. I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like America. There's nothing like the home of the free, the land of the free, and the home of the brave. There's nothing more beautiful than the countryside. There's nothing more beautiful than American people praising the Lord. Amen. And this morning, I'm glad, even though America's in a mess, I still stand for that red, that white, and that blue. I pray for our military men and women. I pray for our leaders. And I pray once again that God's grace, God's blessings, and God's goodness will come back to America. You know where that lies? You know why it will come back? It's when we, the people of God, raise up the standard of God and start living by the Word of God. We today can grab and grasp and get America back. And today it takes people that love the Lord, that's not afraid to stand and pray, not afraid to take their stand, not afraid to go to the voting booth and cast their vote, and stand today for the truth. And my truth still lies at the cross. Thank God we have a Savior today. Oh, beautiful. Beyond the years, of the living God. Amen. Come on, you got a better praise in you than that. Amen. Don't be ashamed that you're an American, and don't be ashamed that you are a Christian today. Amen.
Hallelujah. What did they lose, preacher? They lost the freedom. See, when you commit to sin and the world and the devil, you lose your freedom. I don't mean you lose your salvation. I believe if you're genuinely washed in the blood and born again, I don't believe there's a force, a person, or a power on this earth that can remove you from today the presence of God in your life. But I believe today that if you are truly washed in the blood and born again, I don't believe you want to go out and live like hell. Amen. I believe you want to live by a standard. I believe you want to identify with God and be right. Amen. We've all messed it up in places, haven't we? Say amen. But aren't you glad God in His love, mercy, and grace, thank God, didn't kick you out, but He drew you back in, forgave you, and cleansed you up, and restored you, amen. That's the power of our God. Then there's the children of Israel. They were set free by God's miracle working anointing on Moses, and the Israelites were set free from that bondage that they were in Egypt. And in that freedom, they were struggling with the obedience that they should have to God. Freedom comes with responsibility. I think I just said that, didn't I? So when what you have done with your responsibility today that you have is based upon your relationship with the Lord. So therefore today, if you have responsibility, you're going to live out what God's called you to live. The responsibility today is not to do what you want to do and what's convenient and workful for you, but you've got to do what God requires of you to do. And I'm going to tell you, as a minister of the gospel and as a born-again Christian, there's things that God calls me to do that, buddy, my flesh says, uh-uh. But I have to submit my flesh to the leadership of the Spirit of God. Man, I'm sure glad I obey Him. Because that's a horrible price to pay for disobedience. Amen. Don't take His grace and His mercy for granted, ladies and gentlemen. Use God's grace to declare what a mighty God you serve. Amen. Tell someone you have a living Savior. Stop living today for yourself. Stop living for the downs and the outs. Stop living in depression and defeat. Start living for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. He's a way maker. He's a provider. He'll open today your life and He'll pour in His Spirit and His power today. But when you're walking around and you think all the world's against you, that's exactly what you're going to get. But when you today rise above and you trust the God of this Bible and you live a holy life and you separate yourself from the world and you declare, I'm a child of God, and as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. God will bless you. Oh, I'm too blessed to be defeated. I'm too blessed today to be discouraged. We declare all that, and you know what we turn around and do? Walk around with our bottom chin down to our kneecaps. And all your friends, neighbors, co-workers, and family see you and they say, what's wrong? I'm going to tell you, you lose the power of your testimony when you walk around like that. You have been liberated. You are free. It doesn't mean that you're problematically free of difficulty and trouble. No, you're not. You might have more trouble than you've ever had before. But glory be unto the name of God. I got a problem solver on my side that can take everything and make a way where I had no way. Amen. Glory. Whew. Has God set you free? I mean, come on. Has He really set you free? Start declaring it by giving Him the praise and living a holy life. Start living it and start praising God regardless of what you're in. Glory to God in Jesus. You've been spared. You've been delivered today. You're now free to live for Him. Thank the Lord for that blessing today. True freedom remembers today what God has already brought you through. And thank God what He's brought me through, I don't have to go back through. Amen. For, you know, it was Jesus who lifted you up. It was Jesus who paid your sin debt. It was Jesus today that forgave you and cleansed you. It was Jesus today that gave you a reason to live. It was Jesus. And I believe today, church, He's still worthy of our praise. Amen.
come on. Get off your feet. Get up. Give the Lord some praise. Amen. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy to be exalted. Throw everything on Him. He'll give you the peace and the help and the comfort that you need. Sit down, please. What is missing in the lives of Christians today, in the lives of Christians, is the life, basically, of what God wants to do in the life of the church. It's the life-giving water of the Word of God. See, there's not going to be any freedom apart from the Word of God. For the Word of God is a living well of water. Amen. Jesus said in John 4:14, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life." There was a well dug in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. Outside the walls of Jerusalem on a hill called Golgotha, Calvary. This well was dug by God the Father, not by humans. And let me tell you what, it was dug from the foundations of the earth. This well was marked, you know, was a marked and was well marked upon the birth of the Savior with a star. They saw the star and they came and they worshiped Him. This well didn't contain natural water. It contained living supernatural water. Amen. This well was the door. This well was the way. This well was the truth. This well was the life. This well brought cleansing to sinners. It brought strength to the weak. It brought help to the helpless and hope to the hopeless. And it brought today encouragement. It brought to the sorrowful hearts today a peace. Even in tormented times, thank God He'll give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. This well gives liberty to those who are in bondage. But see, you've got to come and drink from this well. This well and the living water is the Lord Jesus Christ. This well is named Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Hallelujah. The way maker. The sin forgiver. The provider. The hope. The help that we have in Him today. This well today is a hope of glory that is now springing up in your soul if you're born again. He's the Lamb of God for sinners slain. And thank God He still blots out transgressions and He still removes iniquities and He still saves people from their sins. Amen. One drop from this well, my friend, will save you. One drop from this well will heal you. One drop from this well will liberate you. One drop will lift your burdens, thank God, and give you hope. Come to the fountain, thank God, because there's living water in this well today. And it's called the Christ of the cross. There will be no freedom except through this well. So in our society today, we are forfeiting freedom. We are permitting liberal, non-spiritual people who shout, you know, we have a gun problem. We have an economic problem. We have a terrorism problem. No, it's the same problem that's been coursed through this Bible and through society and through generations of people. We've got a sin problem.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.